SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Inexcusable and avoidable, Georgia Governor Brian Kemp says that's the tragedy of the brutal murder of 22-year-old nursing student Lakin Riley, killed allegedly by an illegal alien from Venezuela.
Lakin's death is a direct result of failed policies on the federal level and an unwillingness by this White House to secure the southern border.
Kemp's remarks aired on WSB-TV. Blunt force trauma listed to the coroner as a cause of the young woman's death. The suspect, 26-year-old man who authorities say entered the U.S. at El Paso in 2022 and was subsequently released into the country. The wide-open southern border will get some attention this week from the presidential candidates. Former President Trump visits Eagle Pass, Texas on Thursday. President Biden travels to Brownsville, Texas on the same day. Also at SRNNews.com, after the French president left the door open to the possible deployment of troops to Ukraine, the NATO chief is chiming in.
The NATO secretary general said,
"There are no plans for NATO combat troops on the ground in Ukraine."
His comments come as Slovakia's prime minister recently said that some countries are thinking of making bilateral deals to send troops to Ukraine. France's president, Emmanuel Macron, has said sending troops to Ukraine should not be ruled out in the future. NATO, as an alliance, provides Ukraine only non-lethal aid and support. However, some members send weapons and ammunition bilaterally or in groups. I'm Karen Chamas.
President Biden says Israel would be willing to halt its war on Hamas in Gaza during Ramadan if a deal is reached to release some of the hostages still being held by the terrorists. On Wall Street, ahead of the opening bell, Dow futures down 28 points, NASDAQ futures up 20. This is SRN News. How do you spot a Christian nationalist? Politico reporter Heidi Prisbella tells MSNBC she's figured it out.
The thing that unites them as Christian nationalists, not Christians, by the way, because Christian nationalist is very different, is that they believe that our rights as Americans, as all human beings, don't come from any earthly authority. They don't come from Congress. They don't come from the Supreme Court. They come from God.
Christian leaders of many stripes are reacting with shock. Here's Dr. Albert Mohler of the Southern Baptist Convention.
This is not something that was invented in some, you know, conservative think tank just a matter of 2024. This is not an idea that came half-baked out of some political campaign. This is one of the deepest traditions of Christian reasoning and Christian doctrine.
The Declaration of Independence states that all people are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, and Mohler wonders if the reporter is aware of that fact. This is SRN News. What happened to winter? Well, it may be gone, but only for a short time.
February's end is bringing wild weather to much of the U.S., with record heat allowing for golf in Wisconsin, outdoor food trucks in Minnesota, and spring-like conditions in Chicago.
Definitely not the weather we would expect in February. It's usually super snowy, freezing, you know, ice everywhere.
Therapist Tanya Sepulveda used her laptop to do work from a grassy spot along the Lake Michigan shoreline.
I have my brightness all the way up because of the sun.
But it won't last long. Forecasters say blinding snow in the Northwest is blowing eastward, and places like Chicago should see temperatures swinging dramatically from balmy to bitter cold again. I'm Norman Hall.
The Federal Trade Commission is suing to block a proposed merger between grocery giants Kroger and Albertsons. The FTC says a $24.6 billion deal would eliminate competition. More details at SRNNews.com.